Hello and welcome to Swoon City, the podcast. Population, you and me. I am one of your hosts, Hannah.
And I'm Tucker, sitting here in disbelief.
Well, why are you in disbelief, my good friend?
Swoon City, the podcast? What's next? It's Swoon City Television?
Swoon City, the movie? Swoon City Goes Hollywood?
Oh, yes, I'm so excited. Are you so excited?
I am so excited. A little nervous. I think you've been covering the nerves for both of us, though.
Yeah.
You've been carrying that one.
Yeah. Nauseous to the full extent.
So, Tucker, for anyone who doesn't know you, maybe tell me a little about yourself.
Okay. Well, I just graduated from the great University of Rogers State, and that's pretty much it.
I love that for you. What are your hobbies? What are you into? What are your likes, your dislikes?
I love to cook.
Ooh.
I love to eat food. Mm. I like to collect antiques, and, you know, I like just being around friends and family. Things I don't like, I don't know that we have enough time.
Oh, no. As someone who lives with Tucker, I can tell you his dislike list runs long.
I think we do not live together.
You think we don't, but you don't know that we don't because we do.
Did I just say I think we don't live together?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what about you, Hannah? Like, what about, just give us a little snippet about you and your life.
I, Hannah, am a current student at Rogers State, and I'll be graduating here in just a few months. Don't worry, I'm not spiraling. My likes include the color yellow, my dog and all dogs, the movie Labyrinth. Dislikes clowns. First things first, I dislike clowns so much. So
Hannah, what do you think? Okay, because we are self-proclaimed local love experts. Like, that's our
local,
whole thing.
Local, international,
global,
universal.
Behind Swoon City. So what do you think makes you qualified to be a love expert?
Well, as someone who has so much experience loving other people, I think, you know, I've been doing it my entire life.
Here's the thing, though. So we have to kind of the whole thing about having like a love show, people think it's nothing but sappy love stories and, you know, heart-wrenching music, which of course that exists, but there's so much more to a love life than just being in a relationship.
Absolutely.
With somebody else, because like you said, you have experience loving others and you have experiencing loving
myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you say about self-love?
Oh, it's the most important thing.
100%. Since this is our debut, though, we have to kind of set this expectation with our listeners that we get to the gritty on here.
Mm-hmm.
So we like that we're opening this whole thing about our love lives, and we are going to willfully subject ourselves into the lives of others. So what is your current relationship status?
Me and my partner have been together for just under a year. I believe it'll be a full year in September. Don't quote me on the actual date. Neither of us are totally sure. We had this talk a couple weeks ago, and we're both kind of just like shoulders up in the air. We don't know. Yeah, that is my current situation. I have been dating my person for 10, 11 months now.
When you said your person, everybody listening just like did the whole aw thing, because
yeah,
it was really sweet.
So Tucker, tell me about your situation.
Well, I am in a relationship. We just hit the 2-month mark.
Congrats.
Yeah, and I am an advocate now for online dating.
Oh,
because
that's
how we found
cool.
Each other was a dating app called Hinge.
Not
sponsored.
Are
we allowed to say that on here?
There should be a banned words list, but we don't have that yet.
Hannah and I say all the time we get to do whatever we want. But no, my girlfriend's name is also Hannah. Not Swoon City Hannah. It is a different Hannah.
He has a roommate Hannah and a girlfriend / partner Hannah.
But no, yeah, it's super great. It's super new. So we're in that adjustment period, but it's fun. And it's the biggest thing too is it's easy. So
yes.
I think it's really easy. I think one of the things that qualifies me as a love expert is that I have had few relationships. Probably less than a handful. So I think I'm not one of those people that just like blows through them meaninglessly. Well, I'm another I'm so comfortable at being by myself.
Oh, yes. Me
like,
too.
Like for, even still now, she's listening to this, so she's going to ask me questions about this later. But even now, I would be totally fine being alone just because I'm comfortable with that. That's how it's been most of the time. But having her is really special, and it's just nice to have somebody that's like, just to have that person in your corner, regardless of what all is going on, like the worst day, but they're in your corner no matter what.
I think a really great tone to set it off was saying that you're still kind of in that new phase.
Yeah.
And so this week, or at least for our first podcast, we're going to be talking about new love.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting, and challenges, highs, lows, everything that comes with new love. We have some people who are wanting advice.
Yeah.
We also have a little more getting to know us as hosts.
Yeah, I think that'll be an ongoing thing that we'll learn more about each other.
Absolutely. There's nothing I love more than personal and communal growth.
Because after all, this is Swoon City.
Where love is the name of the
game.
So
I've got a couple of things for you. I have a couple of questions. Okay, so like, let's go back to, you know, before, let's go back to Hannah's single life.
Wow, okay.
Let's do that. Okay, we're going to go back
that.
About 12 months.
Okay.
Okay, so let's say that you are going to go out on a date. Or you're getting to know somebody. So would you rather go have coffee or would you rather go have ice cream?
Go have coffee because I love caffeine. And if I'm holding a cup of coffee, one, it gives me something to do. I guess I could do that with ice cream.
Yeah.
But like I have my coffee. I can get up and start walking around.
Yeah.
Like we can go outside. I'm not just walking laps around
bolt?
The coffee
Is
shop.
Is that where you can run away quickly?
I am caffeinated, so I have the fuel to bolt. No, I think just my personal brand, if you will, is getting coffee. Like,
I think coffee is a safe choice because I feel like with ice cream, I'm on a time limit. You know, like...
Oh, it melts and then you have to go? That's when the date's over?
Is, right? Or...
What if you double
I feel
dip?
Like you can make coffee last according to your comfort level, whereas ice cream is like, well, if it's gone, then it's done. We're leaving. Or it's like, oh, no, I dropped it. I got to go.
So are you going to be a bold, daring ice cream risk taker or are you going to be a safe coffee drinker?
Safe coffee drinker, 100%.
We're both there.
Yeah.
Good for us.
100%. Okay, so how about this one? So let's say you're cuddled up on the couch. Are we going to share a blanket or are we having separate blankets?
You know that touch is one of my top love languages, so we're sharing a blanket. Also, I'm cold and I will leech the heat from anyone and anything around me.
Noted. First of all, I have way too many blankets in my house in general.
So are you layering?
Yeah.
How many blankets deep are you?
No, I don't like to be hot, so I can't layer. Don't eye roll me.
Listen, if the listeners can't see it,
it doesn't count. Yeah,
it
didn't happen.
I'd like to ask you
okay.
A few questions.
I like questions.
Okay, so let's say you're going on a date and you have three choices. This is a movie date.
Okay, movie date.
Would you rather stay in and watch a movie? Would you rather go to a traditional movie theater, a movie house to see the movie, or go to the drive-in and see a movie?
Okay, good question.
Thank you so much.
I'm a fan of all three, but I'm going to have to say, I'm probably going to say the drive-in. Because, first of all, that was Hannah's and I first date, was the drive-in. Did you do that on purpose?
That's a good choice.
But I do love going to theater because I love movie theater popcorn. So
there's so much butter. I can't believe it's butter.
But no, there's just something special about the drive-in, especially with everything that's going on now. And it's just different. It's different to get change of pace a little bit.
It feels cute and cozy.
Yeah.
And my next question.
Oh, I'm ready.
For, say, a first date with a new person.
Okay.
Do you prefer the type of date where you can go and have a really long conversation, say, back to our coffee ice cream thing, like, you know, go and hang out at a coffee shop or getting dinner where you can talk? Or would you rather go to, like, a concert or a movie where there's, like, an activity so that you don't have to talk so much?
Definitely coffee and talk. Long conversation, for sure.
A little coffee and talkie. I get that.
Yeah, because... I mean, yeah, I feel like the first date you're trying to get to know, and you can't really get to know somebody bowling. were watching a movie. Maybe you could.
I think it depends how competitive they are. If someone's like way too competitive at bowling, I'm out.
That's actually a really good idea, is to take someone bowling to see, like, because if they're overly competitive, then that's clearly not going to work, right?
Then I'm already exhausted.
Are you competitive?
Not at all.
Do you and Jacob compete?
No. We're on each other's team 100%. Do you think it's time we dive into a little new love advice?
The best thing.
It's time. It is time for your two resident Doctors of Love trademarked. It's not trademarked. I don't think we have.
It is now, though, right? Like, technically, because it's recorded?
I don't think we have the lawyers for that.
Oh. What's RSU's budget for backing this?
Do you know the number that is less than one? You ready?
Ready.
Coming up, they've been dating their current girlfriend for a month and a half, and they've been talking for 3 to 3.5 months. They didn't have the honeymoon phase at the beginning of their relationship, but they do love each other a lot. So they went ahead and said they would not detail everything, but they'll go ahead and summarize in that they are the one putting in all the effort with calling or asking to hang out or giving compliments. And whenever those things are reciprocated, they're kind of impersonal. To sum it all up, girlfriend seems like she just isn't excited about him and doesn't put in much effort. What should he do?
That's a conversation worth having. Like,
I was going to say, my first thing, have that talk, make the plans to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
That's really serious, because feeling like you are not worthy is, like, very detrimental to your mental health.
Right. Then. Certainly don't lose hope, but it has to, because she can't fix it if she doesn't know. And if it's been a few months, like, I mean, like, it has to be communicated and made aware, because she may not know that she's not doing anything wrong.
Right, and it's still a month in, like, officially dating, yeah. So it's still early on, still probably trying to get their footing.
Right.
So, I mean, that's something that people need to do all the time, is reassess communication
needs. For sure. Have those conversations. It might be awkward at first, or it's uncomfortable for both of you, but you have to speak. There just has to be open communication. And it's a two-way road.
Wow, it's almost as if most things can be boiled down to communicate. Here is our last piece of advice for the first podcast over new love.
I'm tired. I should have stretched or something.
We should drink more water. I think self-love is drinking more water.
Yeah.
This one is titled, Can Anyone Please Tell Me How They Know They're in Love with the Person They Date, and if it is even possible to have the same butterfly feeling in the beginning for the whole relationship. I struggle with this very much. That was the title.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like if you have to ask, then probably not. If you think that, are we there? Are we there where we love each other? If you have to ask the question, then I don't think so.
I think it's more about differentiating between, quote unquote, in love and just love.
Mm-hmm.
Because, whenever you're kind of in the puppy love phase where you're infatuated, I feel like that's kind of like you fell in love and, like, it's so new and you're still a little nervous and it's really sweet. And then it kind of, your love matures a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of comes in waves where, like, I don't know, you kind of grow into, like, just a normal long-term relationship love, and then you also experience, like, periods and waves of, like, oh my gosh, my partner, I get all sparkly and fluttery in my tummy when I see them.
So are you suggesting that being constantly in this state of, like, butterflies and that whole, like, honeymoon element is unrealistic the longer that a relationship goes?
I don't think so, per se. I don't think either one of those loves is a lesser love.
Yeah.
I think they're very much equal loves, and they're both very special in their own way. Like,
I think it just, as everything in the world, evolves.
Absolutely.
So I think just when you, like, you know, the first few weeks or maybe the first couple of months of your relationship isn't going to be the same a year into it.
Because you actually know each other.
Well,
because
you know each other, you're probably planning towards other things. Like, there's just, you're constantly accelerating. It sounds like they have a strong core.
Right.
Maybe just communicate. You know what I'm thinking? Like, I'm picturing in my head.
What?
Is they're, like, sitting down, like, having dinner. And they're just like, are we in love?
Do we love each other? Did we just fall in love?
That's from the title of that. That's just what, like, in my mind, I'm just, they're just sitting across. They're just like, we're good. Are we, is this love? Like, is this it? Is this
That's
it?
Fun. Just maybe do new stuff together. Find new exciting things.
Get a puppy.
That's great.
Hannah's all about that. Hannah will never say no to a dog.
Honestly, everyone should have more dogs. Rescue dogs all the time.
More dogs, less people. I didn't Absolutely. Say that. I didn't say that on the podcast.
It's okay. Listen, love for our pets is also love. Swoon City is an animal-friendly town.
Yeah, it is.
So, Tuck, I think it's time that we make a few connections.
Okay, so this connection, we're all about a little home improvement, right? We love
Absolutely.
Little DIY projects. This one is titled Home Depot. All right, Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you've been there, we need your help. You were quick to help. I had dropped something as I got a cart. I had my hands full and I had my little dog with me. Sure would be cool to get to know you. Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh my gosh, that could be anyone.
I know, but she had a dog. Her hands were full. Figure it out. We're
if
detectives.
If that's you, you need to contact them.
They're looking for you. Like, search it. Google search it. They're looking for you right now. But I'm like, I have so many questions. I'm like, what were you getting? What was this person wearing?
Yeah, usually they'll kind of describe, like, something about this person.
No, that's why I'm really shooting for this one, because it needs the most help.
Because we really just got to help this person out. I think that's very wholesome,
I'm trying to look at, like, context clues. You were quick to help, so he was obviously helpful. Gentleman, through and through. I wonder what she didn't say what she dropped. He knows what she dropped.
Right. Like, oh, you dropped these gloves.
Yeah. Like, what color was my cell phone that was found? What did I drop when I was trying to hurdle my dog into Home Depot? Was this you?
My dog would not fit in a cart. My dog is not a small dog. For the record, Darla is not small. She's at least a medium-sized Muppet baby.
Darla is not little.
No, ma'am.
So this is not you.
No one better be looking for me on Home Depot. No, no, no.
Please let me come across one of your misconnections.
Never. I will never admit it.
I'm going to have Jacob post one. He'll do it.
I check.
We'll just read it. So, Home Depot, everybody, pay attention.
If you've been to Home Depot ever in your life, or most importantly, recently, this could be you. Are you a helpful person who goes to Home Depot?
Ever in your life.
I'm just saying.
I would say definitely within the last 7 days.
If any of you listen to this and you're trying to make a connection, feel free to hit us up over on our social media. We're Swoon City pretty much on Facebook and Instagram.
And then you've got our email address. It is swooncityradio@gmail.com.
And you can also ask for love advice. And if you want us to keep you anonymous, we totally will.
Or if you just want to add to our conversation, anything that we've discussed, anything that you want to toss in, anything that you find relatable, please. I think we can all find common ground with these things that we don't really compare with others, which we should.
We all feel love.
We need to communicate.
Everyone communicate. That is truly the motto of Swoon City, is communicate.
Yeah. We're going to have shirts.
Are we?
No.
Okay, that's fine. But thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to the first ever podcast of Swoon City.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for us all to grow together.
Yeah, and love together. So we'll catch you next time.
On Swoon
City.
The podcast.